one of my boy friends. Over the years, I've got several fantastic boyfriends towards with the space in between. My life is colorful and interesting because of them. Today, I will tell you about one of them. The way we became friends was very amusing. One evening in middle school, I was at home surfing the internet on my own laptop. My mother was beside me doing her own job on her own computer. The QQ icon in the taskbar on my computer screen was flashing. It was a message alert from the instant messenger. Without thinking twice, I clicked the icon. A dialog box popped out. It was a message from one of my boy classmates. I strained my eyes and read it. The message went, "I like you. Would you like to be my friend?" Oh, I was blown away instantly. It was so embarrassing. Before I could close the dialog box, I found mother peeping at my monitor. She read the message too. Very much amused, mother looked at me with a smile. She said, "Oh, my dear, that's awesome. You can deal with it on your own, can't you?" Then she walked away and left me alone in the room. Having cleared my mind, I calmed down. In the QQ, I told the boy that we could just be friends. Actually, after that, our relationship stayed at the friends level. There were times when we found it difficult to find the balance between friendship and romance, but we managed it after several tries. Today, he's one of my fantastic boyfriends. Looking back, I feel grateful to my mother for her attitude. She's different from most Chinese parents. Most Chinese parents have zero tolerance for their children's friends of the opposite sex. They simply don't allow their sons to have a girlfriend or their daughters to have a boyfriend. But my mother is different. Thanks to her, I have got several wonderful boyfriends, and my life is colorful and interesting because of them. A friend of the opposite sex can always offer you a fresh perspective on your problems. With mother, I can talk freely about my boyfriends. She knew it from the very beginning. However, we keep father in the dark. It seems that all the Chinese fathers hate the boys who approach their daughters.